The New Testament reading today is from Philippians 4, 4 through 7. It reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I'm going to say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
The Old Testament lesson from Isaiah. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, we light the candle of joy today, and what joy it brings us. Advent 3, or the Pink Candle Sunday, as one of my children used to say, is always a blessing at Broadway. And I pray that your heart is as full as mine today as we come this morning joyfully unto the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. Joy is a gift of God's Spirit, and it is a practice of God's people. The gift is given from God, and it must be practiced, lest it be lost. In that sense, joy is a lot like the gift of song in these singers and musicians. Yes, there is the gift that God gives us, but there is also the practice. And if the gift is not practiced, then, well, there will be made perhaps less than a joyful noise unto the Lord. We have come today to make a joyful noise to God and to put the gift of God's joy into practice and into the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Someone once asked the great black Brooklyn preacher, Gardner Taylor, how many points a sermon should have. With a twinkle in his eye, he answered, at least one. Just to be safe this morning, I'm going to preach a straightforward three-point sermon. One for each of what I would call the qualities of God's joy. The first of which is what I would call God's abundant joy. Think of it. It's probably what you think of what we all think of most when we hear that word, joy said. It's a full heart, a glad spirit, a gracious soul and smile. It's a grandfather's happiness when his first grandchild is born into the world. A child's giddiness when they awaken at 5 a.m. on Christmas morning and see that Santa ate all of those Oreos on Christmas Eve. It's that same child and the radiance 25 years later when he sees his bride or his groom standing at the door of the church and about to walk down the aisle unto the altar. Abundant joy is a prodigal come home. It's a prisoner set free. A sad sinner set to right relationship with God and with family and with community. Abundant joy is full and ebullient and wholehearted. It is not bashful or embarrassed or holding itself back. It's not holding its heart back. It's present. It's alive. It's thankful to be alive. Abundant joy is captive Israel come home from exile. It's the woman of the well who just met Jesus Christ. It's any of us that first day we encounter God's amazing grace. Abundant joy is Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Day, singing his song of gratitude, having received the gift of the true spirit of Christmas. I will start anew. I will make amends. I will make quite certain that the story ends on a note of hope, on a strong amen, and I'll thank the world I was able to begin again. Abundant joy is what we have when we know ourselves ransomed, restored, and forgiven in Christ. It's what we know about ourselves when we know ourselves in Christ. And if abundant joy is something you lack but know that you want and know that you need, if the abundant joy of Jesus Christ is something that you want and know that you need, let me tell you this morning, I would love to sit down and talk to you about this good gift from God sometime this Advent. What better Christmas gift to receive than God's joy and God's grace and waking up on Christmas morning knowing that you too can begin again? Second quality of joy is what I would call everlasting joy. The well is not always overflowing. Sometimes you have to dip your bucket pretty deep to find it. But though joy is not always ebullient and abundant, it is always everlasting. Joy is like the water and the bread that the widow of Zarephath gave to the prophet Elijah, it doesn't give out in hard times. And it doesn't give out in sad times either. Joy is there with that widow who, after 49 years of marriage, has to spend the first holidays without her dear husband. It's there with that refugee mother I know, lighting a Charlie Brown Christmas tree with her son in her tiny little apartment, half her heart with him and half her heart with another child a whole continent away. Joy was there in those smaller Christmas gifts under the tree when my grandfather sold his store and my dad lost his job, and yet Christmas came nonetheless. Joy is there with the Apostle Paul, who in the great heartedness of his letter to the people at Philippi told them, as Britton said earlier, rejoice. I'm going to tell you again. Rejoice. Even right now, even though I'm in prison and know I may never get out, rejoice. I'm going to tell you again. Rejoice. I read about everlasting joy a couple of years back. After an EF4 tornado struck Mayfield, Kentucky in December of 2021, destroying the Mayfield United Methodist Church. It was just before the third Sunday of Advent, and the orders of service for that upcoming Sunday had already been printed. After the tornado, one of those orders of service was found amidst all of the rubble left behind. The following message was printed on the back of the bulletin. Joy is often mistaken for happiness, but happiness can change by a turn of events. Joy is something that abides. Joy abides. It may not always be abundant or ebullient, but it abides. It is everlasting. In the name of the pastor of that Mayfield Methodist Church, Joy Reed. Yes, I recognize Joey and Joy are not the same names, but in West Texas they are. And it preaches. So there you have it. Joy abides. And finally, what I would say to you this morning is that joy is never ending. Jesus said on the last night of his life to his disciples, as he was soon to go out into dark Gethsemane, no one is going to be able to take your joy away from you. You may have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And nobody is going to be able to take your joy away from you. Listen, beloved, I know that some of us may be staring out into a dark Gethsemane now. We don't know what is to come. We don't know how deep or dark the night may get. But believe me when I tell you this. No one is going to be able to take our joy away from us. And even when we lose our loved ones, of dearest intimacy, Jesus was right. I will see you again, and no one will be able to take away your joy. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor anything that is to come. Nothing can take away our joy. Our joy is never ending. Our joy is Jesus Christ. Our joy is the never-ending joy of Jesus. On this side of the river, and also the next. So then the psalmist was right when he wrote, "Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Joy is the end of our longest night. And it's the bird song of a brighter day that is to come. Some of us grew up in church. God bless us. Going to vacation Bible school. Raise your hand if you went to vacation Bible school. Well, you will know what I'm talking about when I talk about eating those itty-bitty crackers and drinking that Kool-Aid from those teeny-tiny cups. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. And singing all those simple, silly songs. And yes, those songs were simple, but they dug down deep into our souls, didn't they? And from time to time, I can still find myself singing them from some deep, deep well inside of my heart. I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? You heard it. Down in my heart, I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. We've got joy, joy, joy. Joy abundant. Joy everlasting, and joy never ending, down deep in our hearts. And you know what, beloved? It's there to stay, and it's God's gift to us. Thanks be to God for this. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, the mother of us all, and together all of God's people do say, amen.